Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Attack against peaceful mobilization in Guatemala results in 72-year-old activist killed, environmental defender who fought against timber companies murdered in Mexico. Two environmental activists who are mobilizing against transnational corporations that exploit indigenous territories without their consent in Guatemala and Mexico were killed early this week. In Guatemala, armed forces of Proyecto de Desarrollo Hídrico S.A. Company opened fire against a peaceful demonstration held by inhabitants of San Mateo Ixtatán, Huehuetenango Department, who were demanding the withdrawal of this company due to the environmental damage caused in their territories. On Tuesday, January the 17th, the demonstrators were leading a peaceful mobilization against a hydroelectric dam in Guatemala. But during the demonstrations, the paramilitary groups shot and killed 72-year-old activist Sebastián Alonso. The march had begun early in the morning in Chuj and Canjobal cities in San Mateo Ixtatán. The demonstrators were marching to Bohom 1 hydroelectric project, which is being built without the local indigenous people's consent. The groups have been protesting against the project for 5 years without any action by the authorities. Violence is part of the history of the project. In 2014, 2 people died in conflicts related to it. According to Telesur, through its correspondent in Guatemala, Santiago Botón, the paramilitary groups that responded to the promoter of the dam or the state itself opened fire against the demonstrators, injuring several people and killing Alonso. Both the Bohom 1 and Bohom 2 dams are financed by SIFI, an intermediary of the International Finance Corporation, a World Bank Group member. Bohom 2 is directly financed by the Inter-American Investment Corporation of the Inter-American Development Bank. A few days before the murder of Alonso, another environmental activist was murdered in Mexico, Isidro Valdenegro López, Goldman Prize winner in 2005. López was fighting against the unregulated forest logging in Sierra Madre Mountains in the ancestral lands of its people, Tarahumara. López was not the first environmental defender killed in his family. His father was shot to death in front of him decades ago for leading massive protests against timber companies. Also in Huehuetenango, Guatemala, the Santa Cruz Varillas community managed to make Spanish company Hidralia leave their territories when they rejected the Hidro Santa Cruz hydroelectric project. The Wuxtag People Council is demanding the government authorities to stop the attacks against the community and take those responsible for the murder to justice. The groups are also demanding that the Energy and Mining Ministry cancel the licenses granted to Bohom 1 and Bohom 2 hydroelectric projects that are being built without the consent of the local population.